Go ahead.
What's the difference between me and you?
Go ahead.
What's the difference between me and you?
Back in school, I got my deaf relay degree. After years working in the fast food industry, they told me about the customers that I'd meet always saying offensive things and harassing the hell out of me. Go ahead. Now I got Nigerian scammers doing mail ordering and hackers trying to impress me with their hilarity. People using relay to avoid long distance fees. It's pathetic, the sheer level of bullshit that I see. But go ahead and just keep on typing to me, tying up the services for the deaf people in need. You'll be sorry someday when they close down this company. You don't even care, and that's the difference between you and me. Go ahead.
Between me and you, you talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never deal with emotions. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches.
Hello, I'm Mary, and I'm a deaf relay operator at the command of the Phone Losers of America. You are listening to PLA Radio, Episode 3, and I now present to you your host, Brad Carter. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mary. What you just heard in the opening song and in my introduction were deaf relay operators. Deaf relay is a service provided by our government designed primarily for the amusement of bored teenagers. Right, Mary?
That's right, Brad. We are at your complete disposal, forced to satisfy your every whim. In fact, try this. Ask me to say a curse word, any curse word you want. It's really funny. Go ahead.
Okay, call me a bastard.
You're a bastard, Brad. Go ahead.
Wow, that really was funny and oddly satisfying. And the way you say go ahead at the end of each sentence just adds to the hilarity. Do something else. Tell me you love me.
I love you, Brad, more than you could ever know. And I didn't mean to call you a bastard. Go ahead.
It's all right, Mary. I forgive you. Not only can deaf operators be used to make you feel good about yourself, they can also be used to reenact love scenes from late 20th century movies, such as this one.
I love you, Jack. Go ahead.
Don't you do that. Don't say your goodbyes. Go ahead.
I'm so cold. Go ahead.
Listen, Rose. You're gonna get out of here. You're gonna go on and make lots of babies, and you're gonna watch them grow. You're gonna die, and the old lady warm in her bed. But not here. Not this night. Not like this. Do you understand me? Go ahead.
I can't feel my body. Go ahead.
Winning that ticket, Rose, was the best thing that ever happened to me. It brought me to you. And I'm thankful for that, Rose. I'm thankful. You must do me this honor, Rose. Promise me you'll survive, that you won't give up. No matter what happens, no matter how hopeless. Promise me now, Rose, and never let go of that promise. Go ahead.
I promise. Go ahead.
Never let go. Go ahead.
I'll never let go. I'll never let go, Jack. Go ahead.
Sigh. That's such a sad scene. Go ahead.
Yeah, especially when the acting is even worse than in the original.
So, how do I access one of these deaf relay operators? Go ahead.
Well, Mary, you can access a deaf relay operator through the internet, from a deaf terminal in your home, from a Sidekick 2, through AOL Instant Messenger, or even at a payphone that's equipped with a TTY, which is a metal box that's usually mounted under the payphone stand.
I hear you can access an op through the PLA voice bridge, too. Go ahead.
That's right. Sit on the bridge long enough and eventually a deaf operator will end up on the bridge. Sometimes even more than one will end up there. And they'll get to know each other, just as they do in this clip.
Hi, my name is 8683, female. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is 7353, female. Go ahead.
My name is, repeat, 7553.
My name is 7353, female. Go ahead.
Well, it's a lot of fun and all, but it's time for us to part our ways. I shall take my leave now. Farewell, good fellow. Go ahead.
Very well, old chap. Cheerio, Goya.
Half the planet ready to hang up. Hanging up.
Later. Yes, only one relay I hear now. I hope. Yes, only one relay I hear now. Go ahead.
Okay, hanging up. Thank you.
Go ahead.
No, I love you. Go ahead.
I love you, too. Heaven, Muhammad, make sweet, passionate love to me under the sunshine. You are my one and only. Go ahead.
Marry me so we can be together forever, forever. Go ahead.
Sorry, but I just realized that I hate you. Fuck you. Die. Go to hell. Go ahead. And your caller has disconnected the line.
Damn him. Go ahead.
Gee, Brad, I wish I could meet a relay operator like that. Go ahead.
And if we're nice enough, sometimes we can even get one to perform Jay's rap for us.
Mother, mother, fuck, mother, mother, fuck, fuck, mother, fuck, mother, fuck, mother, fuck, fuck, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Smoking weed, smoking grass, doing coke, drinking beers. Smoking weed, smoking blunt. Who smokes the blunt? We smoke the blunt. $15. Little E-man, put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then I'll owe me. Go ahead.
Deaf relay operators can be accessed many ways and are sometimes even used by deaf people to communicate with others who aren't deaf. That is, when they're not too busy entertaining people like me.
Ha ha ha. You're so right, Brad.
We're going to take a quick break here while I check my voicemail messages and we listen to a few of our sponsors. Here's an old Steve Miller song while you wait. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
This is the General Delivery Mailbox. You have 8 new messages.
Hello, this is Relay Oregon. I'm Communication Assistant 3088. Leaving the following message. Have you ever been hopelessly harassed by a total stranger on the phone, day in and day out, for an entire year straight? You will, and the company that will bring it on you? P-L-A-T-N-T.
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message, press 2. Message erased.
Hi, this is the phone call for the Oregon Relay. I'm Agent 471. Leave a message. You ripped me off on that cocaine you sold me. I want my money now. Ha ha.
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message erased.
This is Oregon Relay CA314 leaving a message. The message is, hello, this is the Oregon Relay Service, and I'm a really sloppy and slow typist, but I got this job because McDonald's wouldn't hire me. End of message.
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message, press 2. Message erased.
This is IP Relay Operator 6302 with the message. Yo, Brad, what's up? It's me, Roy. I was just wondering if the cactus was ready or not. Thanks, bro. Bye. End of message. Thank you, IP Relay, operator 6302. Bye.
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message, erase.
This is Oregon Relay Service. I'm CA267 leaving a message. I'm green. I've got slime coming out of my nose, and it's green, too. Like the stripe in Zach's underwear. End of message.
To repeat this message, press 1. To play the next message, press message erased.
Hello, Relay Colorado, agent 3203 with a message. Okay, tell them that I really like the PLA issue, especially number 006, and I have an addition. That is, the Colorado Relay Service number is 800-659-2656. Also, tell them I like the number at 254-0000. That's all.
To repeat this message erased.
Hello, Oregon Relay Service, Communication Assistant 425, leaving the following message. It's for MAH mode. Tell him I need the secret access code as soon as possible so I can activate the bomb and crash the commuter airline.
Message erased. This is the last message. To play all messages, press 1. To deliver a message, press 2.
Hi, I'm Chester Cheetah. Go ahead.
I'm just a cool dude in a loose smooth until I see those Cheetos. Then my cool turns to drool. Go ahead. My style and ease surrender to the cheese that goes crunch. Go ahead.
Cheetos cheese flavored snack. The cheese that goes crunch. Go ahead.
Has your malfunctioning Redbox got you down? Are your Redbox tones beginning to sound like they might be coming down with the West Niles virus? Are you spending more time trying to deposit money than you're spending actually talking on the phone? It's time to trade in that dusty old Redbox for one of our 2006 models. Randy's Redbox Shack carries over 90 different models of Redboxes. We've got classic antique models such as the Radio Shack 43-145, the 43-146, and even the Radio Shack 43-141. Muted payphone handset? No problem with the brand new TLK 5150, guaranteed to bypass muted payphones every time. Bring in your iPod or cell phone and we'll load it up with fully functional Redbox tones. Our prices are completely insane. Bring in your old Redbox and receive a 50% discount off of your purchase. We have small red boxes, big red boxes, yellow red boxes, beige red boxes, and red boxes that you cannot find anywhere else. Randy's Red Box Shack is located in the Lakewood Shopping Center in Kalamazoo, Michigan, just off I-95. Drop on in and mention PLA Radio for free batteries with your purchase.
Redboxing is completely illegal in all shapes and forms. We are not responsible for any incarceration resulting from the personal use of our redboxing devices. If you try redboxing, you have to be some kind of moron because you most likely will be arrested. Michigan residents add 7% for sales tax. This offer is not valid in Delaware. Please do not use a redbox while operating heavy machinery.
Good morrow to all. This is William Shakespeare, writer of plays and sonnets. You are listening to the Phone Losers of America. They steal more jokes than I did.
I'm Brad Carter, along with my co-host Mary here.
Hi, everyone. Go ahead.
You're listening to the third official episode of PLA Radio, and today we're talking about deaf relay operators and the entertainment that they've been providing to us for decades now. It's not all fun and games with relay, though. Nigerian scammers, which I think most of us are familiar with, actually use the relay service to their advantage to fraudulently order merchandise with stolen credit card numbers.
Oh my, how terrible! And that just takes away from the legitimate users like you who just want to use relay for their own personal sadistic reasons. Go ahead.
This is true. According to the website www.stoprelayabuse.com, relay is paid for by all telephone users in America. In the six-month period ending in May 2005, the Relay Fund paid out over $51 million to internet relay providers. And of that, between $25 and $40 million was spent on fraud and obscenity.
Oh my.
So the next time you're trying to make a legitimate harassing call to someone that you don't like and the relay line is busy, it just might be because of a Nigerian scammer.
What is this world coming to? Go ahead.
This is IP Relay Operator 6132.
IP Relay Operator 9518.
Summer Lovin' had me a blast.
Summer Lovin' happened so fast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
I met a boy, cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to, uh-oh, those summer nights. Go ahead. She swam by me, she got a cramp.
He went by me. Got my suit damp.
I saved her life. She nearly drowned. Go ahead.
He showed off, splashing around.
Summer sun. Something's begun. But uh-oh, those summer nights.
We've just about run out of time for this week's show, but be sure to check out the latest information on the battle against Nigerian scammers via Relay at www.stoprelayabuse.com. And if you've got some time to spare, head on over to the Relay Operator message boards at ip_relay_scams.aimoo.com. There's some really great ideas for relay pranks there. This has been a Phone Losers of America production. For more information, news, videos, and our archive of broadcasts, visit www.phonelosers.org/radio.
Yeah, baby, yeah. Do I make you horny? Go ahead.
Oh, I think you're shankadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing your shankadelic, baby. It's freedom, baby. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that cannot be done. Would you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have? Go ahead.
Sea bass, go ahead.
Right, go ahead.
They're mutated sea bass, go ahead.
Are they ill-tempered? Go ahead.
Absolutely, go ahead.
Oh well, that's a start. Go ahead.
Well, my friend Sweet Jay took me to that video arcade in town, right? And they don't speak English there. So Jay got into a fight, and he's all, "Hey, quit hassling me, cause I don't speak French, or whatever." And then the guy said something in parrot talk, and I'm like, "Just back off," and they're all, "Get out," and we're like, "Make me." It was cool. Go ahead.
It's Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in Evil Medical School to be called Mister. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I demand the sum of $1 million. Go ahead.